Is now being recorded.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. My name is Reggie Bullock, and this is the This Is Recorded podcast. Another beautiful day, joined by family, man. Duke, what up? Say what up to the people, man.
Yo, what's up? This is Duke. I'm from San Diego, California. I attend California Polytechnic University of Pomona. And yeah, I'm here with my family, man.
Oh, yeah, man. So we just going to get into it. I got a little topic that's been, like, really racking my brain, and I still don't have an answer to it, so I just wanted to have a conversation about it. I wanted to get with somebody that's level-headed and, you know, may share some of the same ideas as me, but don't exactly think the same as me. Like, we definitely have an age gap. I'm 31 years young, and he's a young man himself, but, yeah, so basically we're going to get into it. Like, so the first thing, the main thing, and just been really on my head and really on my mind and really just been messing with me real bad. It's like the NFL. Like, what I mean by the NFL is, like, it's a sport in football that I love. I've grown to love in my older age. I fell in love with football. But then when I started watching it, I really, really got into it. I really, really loved it. I try to learn as much about it as possible. But now it's like, with the Colin Kaepernick situation, which I'm pretty sure everybody knows by now, basically it's like, hey, like the Jay-Z song, Still Nigga, the OJ story. Like, it's just like, no matter what, you still just another nigga to them. So it's like, it's really hard for me. Like, I just was watching, I wanted to see Baker Mayfield, so I just was watching the Eagles and Browns, but it's just hard for me to, like, not think about what's going on, like, as far as football goes, and far as they trying to make rules to, you know, go at you and all that shit. So, Duke, what is your thoughts on that? Like, where do you stand with the football, or how do you feel? Because you grew up, man, you a football king. You always been on football since a kid. So,
always. I've been playing football ever since I was 5 years old, and, like, After I graduated, I didn't play football no more. So, like, that kind of gave me, like, a disconnect from the game because I wasn't playing no more. But I was still watching it and all. I was still watching it every Sunday. But that whole little Colin Kaepernick situation, it kind of rubbed me the wrong way because it's like they out there risking their health, their bodies and all that, and we can't even get no support. And it's like, it's crazy. And how they did Kaepernick, they blackballed him out the league. Because I know. Even if he's not starting, he should be somebody's backup at least. You get what I'm saying? It's like, I know he's good enough to be somebody's backup, even if he's not starting. And it's like the way how the owners is doing and all that. And I know he's suing the league. I hope he get it. But to be honest, they got a whole bunch of money. So it's like, I don't think it'll go the way how he wanted to go because, hey, this is money. But we know what's right and what's wrong and how they doing them.
Yeah, I mean it's really crazy because him and Eric Reed. Eric Reed, they say in his top five.
Yeah, Eric Reed is like a top
in the league.
Yeah, he's a top five defensive back, and he don't got a job. Not a job. It's ridiculous.
It's very clear what they're doing. Like, there's no secret what they're doing.
Yeah, there's no secret at all. And it's like, if they doing it to our face, like, there's no secret, it's like, why should I support it? Why should I go out there? To be honest, at this point, I'm not going to say the only jersey, but one of the only jerseys I probably give is Colin Kaepernick jersey. Just because of what he did and what he sacrificed. And it's like he sacrificed his whole career. Because it's like, to be honest, nobody was really even, like, you get here and there, like, a little, like the black justice, you get what I'm saying? But nobody actually took it to the point where Colin Kaepernick did it. And it's like, then he had the whole league doing it. And now he made such a big impact. The league making rules and stuff, talking about that you can't even take a knee during the national anthem. They saying that you got to sit in the locker room now.
Yeah, it's crazy too, because, like, I want to give credit where credit is due, but I don't remember where I heard it from. I listen to a lot of podcasts. I don't know if it was Bill Simmons. I don't know if it was Joe Budden. I don't know if it was Brilliant Idiots. But one of them or somewhere I heard somebody made a point to where it was like, yo, the thing is, it's like the players, they really could take a stand and do something, but where the superstars players will take a stand, the dudes that's getting paid $200,000, barely $100,000 on the practice squad, they'll step right in. So it's like, it's like, yo, they're going to keep playing. The game is still going to go on because there's a lot of people like Dak Prescott that'll act like, oh, it's not, it shouldn't be on the field. It's, I mean, you know, I just want to, you know, it shouldn't be happening here. And the whole thing is that everybody knows that's not dumb and is paying attention. They flip the whole meaning of the protest, period. Like, the shit is completely, like, gone away. It's lost, like, the meaning. Because it's come, like, now it's like the Trump show to show, like, oh, Trump's going to tweet about it. So it's just, you know, it's totally lost. The whole basis is totally lost now.
And like you said, like, if the superstars do it, the rest will follow. But look, it also, to be honest, it also got to be the white people, too. White people got to do it, too.
Like, yeah, like, I mean, they got to, because, like, yo, real shit. If you only have white dudes, and this is fact, this ain't racist, this is fact. If you only have white dudes playing, that shit is not going to be fun. Niggas don't want to see, nobody wants to watch a bunch of white dudes run the ball. There is no really, like, Christian McCaffrey said himself, it's going to be hard for me because I'm a white dude trying to be running back. Nobody's trying to see that shit. That's a white dude saying that. A white man said that. So if you take all the black players out of football, and I think that would be a powerful statement myself, if they took, like, a whole series off, like a whole series, a whole half, even the whole fucking game, if they band together, like, let's show our strength. And just like, yo, let all the white dudes play then. Let all them play. And see how your ratings will go that week when all the white dudes just play. Or all this, I mean, whoever, they wouldn't like it. It'll be terrible. And that's just facts. It will be terrible. So, I don't know. It's just hard because you grow up loving something and it's entertaining. It's like, yo, people run and they jump in America, period. It's built on blood. It's built on violence. It's built, we like love it. We eat that shit up. It's not America. Back in the day, they had the Roman Coliseum. Killing people, gladiator sports. We love that shit. Everybody loves that. But it's like, it's a slap in the face now. Like, yo, man, we don't fuck with y'all. And y'all, like, we pay y'all good money to perform. So perform, boy. That's what they want. So
that's real life.
It's just, man, it's just crazy, man. So, so for you, like, for me, I feel like I might still watch it if it's on, but I'm not really pressed about it like that. Like, I keep telling people at my job, it's like being in a bad relationship. Like, you love a person, but you like, I know this motherfucker ain't good for me. So that's how I feel like it's like. It's like being in a bad relationship right now with football with me. Like, I feel like I might watch it if it's on. It seems like they're going to have good players, but I know what it is at the same time. So how do you feel about it?
Man, to be honest, I don't know if I could just not watch football, but I'm definitely not as excited as I used to be watching it. I remember when I was younger playing football, I couldn't wait till Sunday. Yeah. But now it's like, I don't know, it's like, it's just whatever. It's like, I'm not trying to, I don't know, it's crazy.
It's hurt, it's like nobody has the right answer. It's like, I mean, you're perfectly right in your statement because, like, nobody knows what to think no more. It's kind of like, exactly. I don't know. Like, it's like a real dumbfounded thing. Like, it's like a kid finding out Santa Claus ain't real. Like, yo, you telling me this whole time? Like, this whole time, like, all these gifts disappeared and it was your ass? Then you hit him in this house the whole time? It's like that, man. But, I mean, So the same with sports, we have music. And what I'm saying, like, how do we, like not think about what people do in music? And specifically what I'm talking about is, like, three people really that's really controversial, but their music is really big. So the first person is 6ix9ine, and 6ix9ine has these allegations. But they really say these allegations is like he got caught up and he really didn't know the girl was young. So I don't really know too much about it to really speak on it, but that he got that. And he just starts shit with everybody. So that's one person. Then you have Tay-K, who, like, they saying killed people. So it's like, damn. But when he came out, his music was, like, hard. Like,
hit.
He was like,
yeah,
yo,
it was hit.
Yeah, it's like, yo, the race is fucking crazy. When you're
the race,
race
is crazy.
It was crazy. And then you had to do X, man. I mean, he passed, but it's like, his allegations, and if you've seen, like, the girl's face is, like, bad. But, like, all those people I'm saying, all of their music is fire. So it's, like, it's really hard. And, I mean, just for me, being the age I am, like, 31, and I have nephews and stuff that's, you know, 15 and 13, like, it's a real pivotal point in their life. And they look up to these dudes, so it's, like, damn, like, I mean, I fuck with their music, but it's like, damn, I hate that they did that shit. So, like, how do you feel about, like, separating that from the music, like, separating the people from the music? Because it's been going on, but I guess because I'm older, I look at it a little differently. So how do you feel about, like, separating people from their music?
Man, I tried to separate the music from the people because at the end of the day, I really don't know what went on. You get what I'm saying? Like you said, it's just accusations. So you get what I'm saying? Maybe he really didn't do it. You get what I'm saying? So it's like I try to separate the music from the people, but it just depends on like what they did. Like with the Tay-K situation, I don't agree with killing people. You get what I'm saying? But that's what people like. People like that violence. And they everybody say you gotta actually live your raps, and when you do it, you see where it ended up with Tay-K. He's fighting murder charges, and I just seen a video saying that another witness came out and she's gonna testify.
So it's like
I mean, I tried because at the end of the day, I really don't know what went on. You get what I'm saying? All of them are just accusations. Some of them are just accusations. But it's like, even with the Kanye, cause Kanye's in my top three. And so when he said that stuff about Trump, I was hurt. Cause it's like, come on, Kanye. After all the things you used to fight for, he used to say George W. Bush don't care about black people. And then now he's agreeing with Trump and all that. It's like, come on, man. And it's like, I tried when the new album that came out, I tried to listen to it without that, like, in the back of my mind. But it's like, man, like, I don't know. Like, I don't have to agree with what he agrees with. But from the music standpoint, you got to respect his artistry. You get what I'm saying? You got to respect the artistry from the music standpoint. And that's how I feel.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, I agree with you 100% with that. Like, I mean, and what we could really learn from all of this, though, like, honestly, what the recurring theme is, if the shit is good, everybody is going to, like, not care about it. Like,
exactly.
You see it over and over in sports. You see it over and over in music. You see it all the time. Like, dog, if somebody, like, all of your top athletes probably have some type of allegation at one point. But when you start winning, nobody cares. Like, Kareem Hunt balled out last year, but they said they had a video of him, like, punching a girl or something like that, or somebody, like, at a restaurant. Like, a bunch of people, man, they got, like, a lot of allegations and accusations on them that, I mean, people move past it because they, like, Ray Lewis, they keep saying, like, back in the day, oh, he killed somebody, like, then Ray Lewis is, like, the most revered person. Everybody loves him. White people love him. Like, everybody loves him. there's so many people out here that, like, has done some stuff back in the day, but because their product or their performance is so damn good, everybody forget about it.
Exactly. You know,
even Drake. They're like, yo, Drake, you really got a whole fucking kid, my nigga? You ain't like,
hiding
everybody and all that. Nobody give a fuck. Nobody even know who Pusha T is right now, who's Drake fans. Because they're like, I don't remember that shit. They don't even remember that, like, a diss track. They can't even tell you the name of the diss track right now. They're like, I don't know, nigga. Like, they don't even care. So, bottom line is, even with football, the product is good. Nigga, they the fastest, strongest, biggest, jump, like, the highest athletes in the world, so nobody cares. Like, it's like, I'm willing to look past the bullshit, and that's the bottom line, like, for anybody listening. Like, hey, if you fuck up in life, to me, like, the best thing to do is own it. Don't wait until nobody can get it out on you. I learned that from Charlamagne and shit like that. It's like, yo, own that shit so nobody can use it against you. Because what the fuck they gonna say if you already owned it? So own that shit first. And then perform well after that, and nobody will give a fuck because you already confessed to it. And then, I mean, just perform well.
They can't use it against you.
No, man. They really can't. So it's just like, yo, do your thing, man. And then I was, you know, preparing for this interview, and I was like, yo, why are we so attracted to that? But it's like, I don't know. That shit is exciting. I think for me, though, with black people, like, I felt like violence and, like, sexism and money. Like, with black people, I feel like for us and for people in the struggle and shit like that, it's like, yo, this idea of, like, not having shit and, like, making something out of it is what we all are attracted to. Like, the idea, like, I ain't have shit. I went on the block and got it. Like, it may be bad, but, like, you respect that this nigga did what he had to do. Like, maybe he had a family to feed. He had whatever, like, we are in love with that. And then, like, you know, in movies and shit, we like, oh, a nigga talk crazy, then he shot him, and then, like, we attracted to that, but it's like, we wouldn't do that. And I'm like, I don't really know why we attracted to it, but I'm like, I just think the rebellion of it, because it's like, you go to school, you go to work, it's so much structure. So when you see these thuggish dudes or like rappers talking about this crazy stuff, it's like, damn, man, that shit sounds great. Like, you feel like, yeah, man, I wish I could do that shit. But I feel the same way. I think we just attracted to, like, rebellion. Like, pretty much. Like, bro, I'm tired of the regular A, B, C, D, E, F, G day. Like, fuck that. I want to throw a wrench in that shit. Like, what do you think? Why do you think we so much attracted to, like, stuff that it's really, really bad that we wouldn't do, but we love, like, it in the music and the movies and shit. Why do you think we're so attracted to it?
To be honest, it's just more entertaining and, like, just the lifestyle. Nobody wants to, I mean, not everybody, but most people want to be, I know, like, almost every black kid at one point wants to be a rapper or football player or just wanted to make it out. You get what I'm saying? And so when you see somebody do that and telling their story, it just keeps getting passed down off generation to generation. So it's like, yeah, it's just crazy. I really don't know why, but I think it's just human nature, keep it G. Like, everybody likes that rush. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, I feel that. And, like, prime example of that is Lil Baby. How Lil Baby really blew up is because I think people really feel like the shit that nigga be rapping about, he really, like, lived that shit. And he really don't rap about killing people and shit like that too much, really, anyway. He just talk about, you know, maybe being on a block with his friends, or he was, like, you know, he had the drink to ease his pain or whatever. Like, he talks about, but niggas feel it with Lil Baby. They, like, I think everybody loves that because they feel like, nah, this nigga's really, like, lived that. So it's different. So
another dude, too. Hey, you listen to Mozzie?
I heard a little bit of him. I can't tell you exactly what song it is, but I have heard a couple of songs, I think.
Like, out on the West Coast, that's how I feel Mozzie blew up like that. Because, like, what he rap about and stuff, it's like, it's just real. Like, you could just tell he's a real, genuine person. I watched, like, I watched like a couple of interviews with him on YouTube, and it's like you could just tell he's real genuine. Like he lived the stuff that he rap about, and you can tell it's just all 100. So that's why, and that's another reason too. That's another example too.
Yeah, I mean, I think we in love and like with the idea of like coming from nothing and just becoming something, whether it's good or bad, no matter how you did it. It's just the idea that you did it and you didn't have to go to a job and listen to a manager tell you, don't do this, don't do it. You didn't have to listen to a teacher, don't do that. It's like, man, fuck all that. That's why everybody loves that shit. Because it's like, and then like, you know, like you'll have like, white kids will be attracted to it too, because I feel like it's the rebellion of it. I think that's why we're so attracted to it. Because it's like, fuck all the stuff that they told me to do this way. I want to do it that way. And it just, like the jewelry and like, the women, the girls and like the vacation. It's like, yo, and even, I mean, the drugs. I mean, the drugs is a huge part. Like, I had a drink to ease my pain. I pop, like, niggas pop pills now. They're like, oh, man. But the difference is that's dangerous with that shit is, yeah. Them niggas really don't be doing that shit like that.
Nah, there's no way. Because they'll be dead. They'll be dead.
Yeah. That's what people fail to realize. It's like, bro, like, that shit is catchy and it rhymes with, like, what the fuck they talking about. Like, them niggas, like, just like, it is crazy how, like, I was really shocked to hear Drake and the Travis Scott shit. I mean, he kind of cleaned it up because he's like, I took half of a Zan, but it's just still to like hear Drake talk about like, you know, I took a, like, I was like, wow. Like,
yeah.
That shit was kind of crazy for me. I'm like, yo, like, niggas is really on the pill wave for real. And that's like a thing, but I think the difference is that those dudes that rap about it like that, they ain't not really on that shit like that.
No, like, there's no way. There's no way.
No.
But when all you do is talk about it on your songs and stuff, it gives off that perception that you do. So then it's like, okay, the kids, because most of some kids are really impressionable. So when they hear something in the song, they're gonna go do it. You get what I'm saying? Not knowing the consequences or what can happen. All they want to do is just be like a little pup. You get what I'm saying? All they want to do is just smoking and take pills all day. That's all they want to do because that's what they hear.
That's
what it's all about.
They think that's like, oh, that's what I'm supposed to do because he said it. But like, yo, them niggas ain't really doing that though. Like, that's the thing. Like, your ass is gonna get caught up. You know, they rap about like got caught, beat the case, nigga. You do not have no money for no lawyers. So like, you can't be doing this wild shit and trying to live this lifestyle. And I feel like a lot of people fall into a trap because it'll be a hood rapper that's really a street dude that, you know, trying to, like, talk about the shit that he did. I remember watching some shit crazy. It was, like, Gangland or something, and it was about San Diego and Skyline. And I remember a dude rapped about, like, standing over bodies in the fucking Skyline. And they used that shit against him in court.
Yeah,
I was like, whoa, I'm like, you niggas can't, that's why I'm like, yo, these niggas don't really be telling the truth, because if they were, they'll use that shit against you in court.
Exactly, there was a rapper in Dallas, he was going to get 6 years off a case or something like that, and then he rapped about the crime that he did in the song, and the judge added 6 more years, so now he got to do 12.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, and I'm like, yo, like, to, yo, anybody listening, yo, these dudes is really not doing all this shit. Like, even your favorite rapper is going to say some crazy shit that, like, bro, he didn't really do that. Like, it's great when you know niggas really did do it, but, like, most of the time they really didn't do that shit. Like,
no, I
think, yeah, that's what it is. Music is a feeling. Music gives you that vibe and stuff like that. So does like sports and shit like that, but music really just gives you that vibe, and you like whatever they doing, I'm doing, you trying to dress like them, you trying to, like, if they sell drugs, you might want to sell drugs, they popping pills, you might want to do it. But they, and then just like all these niggas are talking about hood shit, They go home to their mansion. They don't go back to the hood they be rapping about, my nigga. Like, they don't, they're not going back there like that. And the smart ones, shout out to 21 Savage, even like Lil Baby, a couple of them, they like, yo, I really don't go back like that unless I'm giving back or something like that. Like,
but
I'm not
you just can't be hanging
like
out. Cause no, you can't just be hanging out. Cause it's like, you got money for a reason, you gotta get out. It's like, Of course, you always gonna be attached to it because that's where you're from and all that. But it's like, you gotta get out, especially because you probably seen it. You seen like the Vlad interview with Lil Boosie?
No, I ain't see all of it. But
the one where he said that people is hypnotized with hatred and like people in your own, it'll be most rappers die in their own city, like the one with X. X, how he got shot in his own city. He said people just hate on you in your own city because it's like you grew up where they grew up. You get what I'm saying? They had the same, you had the same opportunities as them. You just capitalized off of it. So that's what.
And then I'm really gonna drive it home because I keep saying this and it be sounding crazy, but really think about what I say and not just how I'm saying it. This shit is the truth. They did a great fucking job with slavery because it's a lot of people still enslaved in their mind. And when people kill you in their own city, when they do that, it's like when the slave master took the lighter person in and then he tries to come to the back with the rest of the slave, and it's like, this motherfucker think he better than me, I'll kill him right now. It's the same damn mentality that he thinks he better than me, so I'll kill him. I'll kill them, but white people don't really do that shit like that.
Exactly.
They band together. These motherfuckers, everybody band together to do some shit, but for us, it's like we hate on each other so bad. It's the crab in the barrel mentality. It's all these things, and it all comes from slavery. And the number one thing is we hate ourselves most of the time. We look in the mirror. We don't like what we see. We hate that. You know, the cops always bother us. We hate, like, all of this. Like, it'll cause you to hate yourself because of all the shit that we go through. But the thing is, and I love my blackness, is it's like, look, we overcame so much shit. Yeah, we go through a lot, and we still going through a lot, and we going to continue to go through a lot. But what we overcame, how niggas made chitlins, nobody eats them shits, but that I know like that, but to think that you would take nothing and turn it into something. You make fucking peanut butter. You make all these things that we don't get credit for, but you invent shit. You get hip-hop music. Hip-hop. All this shit, man. We did this shit from nothing. Like, niggas take being broke, they tie their shoelaces different. They do this different. They wear their hat different. They wear their pants different. We doing all this shit from nothing, and that's the beauty in it. But what's sad is, this job they did in slavery still got a lot of people thinking in that slave mind, like, we go out, we buy these cars, we get this jewelry, we get that, because we think it give us status instead of investing and buying homes and doing this and doing that to really create generational wealth to hand down to our kids and shit like that. That's balling. Fuck $100. Nigga, I got $1 million in ICE I got on right now. Nigga, I got $1 million in homes, apartment complex, and shit like that that I'm going to pass down to my kid that's in my woman's belly right now. He ain't even born yet, and he got shit to him. Like, that's what other people do, other races do, and that's what we going to do. And I feel like with the information age, the technology, what you going to school for, and every social media, all this shit, they fucked up because now we don't need nobody. Now we create all these comedians and shit that's coming off of Instagram and getting real money. All these podcasts, like this one day, like niggas is direct to consumer, and like, nigga, we don't need nobody no more. So they fucked up. They fucked up when they created this shit.
Because, exactly.
I mean, we're on the way.
And it's like, I forgot who I was watching, but it was on YouTube. And he was like, at this point, he was like, you don't have no excuse if you broke, because it's like you have everything at your fingertips. He was like, the internet is a resource. You can use that to get any information that you want. So he's like, you really don't have no reason to be broke and not be trying to get it, because it's like we have all the information. We could do it by ourselves. It's not like in the 1980s. It's like you have to have somebody or you have to know somebody. It's like you have all the information on the internet. So it's like if you too lazy and you don't want it that bad, then it's your fault. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, it's like crazy because I can look at the stats in SoundCloud. It's people in Korea, in Africa, all these places off of me putting something on SoundCloud. We do this interview now. In about 5 minutes, I had this shit up, and it can be reached anywhere in the fucking world if you have internet.
Anywhere.
That is amazing.
Crazy.
Like, that is like power, and that is amazing. So if you work at it, and you craft it, and you create it, like Joe Budden, guy that can't leave without like giving a shout out to Joe Budden podcast, niggas grinded for like 3 years, like really grinded it out, made shit for free, and then now they got their own exclusive shit on Spotify, man.
Spotify.
Retained all the rights to it, so it's his shit still. He's just, you know, doing it on a certain platform, and it's just like, and also, I've seen that they've been reporting lately that Black-owned businesses took a 400%.
400, yep, I seen that.
Spike in the year 2018, and that's what I'm telling you. Black people, creatives, anybody. But as always on this podcast, I see a struggle with my people, as in Black people, so I'm going to use this podcast to uplift and hopefully inspire. So it's like, yo, they fucked up when they let this social media shit in the internet shit, like, get to the hands of anybody. They fucked it. Because we are some of the most creative people, man. We, like, dancing, singing, sports, all that shit. When we get a hold of it, we make that shit our own, man. We really
it's a wrap.
It's over, man. Like I said, let them fucking let all the white people go play on the field on Sunday. Let them all line up and play a whole game. And you see how fun that shit is. And that's no disrespect, and that ain't being racist. This is facts. That shit
would
not be good.
Exactly.
So go look up, if you think I'm bullshitting, go look up Christian McCaffrey. Go Google Christian McCaffrey, talking about the struggles that is being a white guy trying to go ahead. So before niggas, like, that's why, because I'll argue with a nigga down, like, because I'm going to say some shit with facts. It's not rude. It's not racist. It's not nothing if you got facts.
It's keeping it real.
Christian McCaffrey, out his own fucking mouth, said that shit. So, you know, and also, you need to pay attention to who told Colin Kaepernick to kneel. For all the people who really want to know different shit, go ahead and ask that when you try to flip it about the military. Like, go ahead and Google that as well when you're on your searching. But, man, I just think, like, I'm really excited. I'm really empowered. And I just really got to work. I'll be bullshitting with the podcast and this and thing, that. But I'm like, yo, right now, if you put the work in, if you struggle for a couple years, and if you fail, like people don't want, people think everybody just is successful, like, overnight. That is, like, the furthest from the truth at all. Like, they think, like, oh, yeah, like, Lil Baby came out of nowhere, Gunna came out, like, I mean, but them niggas been around people for a long time and crafting and doing stuff. Like, it's very few people. And this prime example, man, like a Beyonce and a Jay-Z, them niggas was not hot out the gates. They had to work.
Didn't they take Jay-Z, like, didn't he drop his first album at 30 years old or something like that?
He was, like, 26. Trying to shop his album.
That's ridiculous.
Older. And everybody said no. Everybody said no to where they had to, like, get it on their own, legally or illegally, and they started their own record label, and then they did a partnership with Def Jam. They had to get it. Everybody told Jay-Z, you were not, like, your album is trash. It's not good. We don't want you. Even people that he's cool with now. People, I remember Paul Wall did an interview and said that Destiny's Child, Houston's own, Beyonce as the lead singer, got booed in Houston, in their own hometown. So before you think like these people woke up and they was just great, they was not. They failed. They struggled. And for me, I get frustrated like, damn, man, like I'm tired of working this job, tired of this, tired of that. But this weekend, I don't know. I just had a revelation in my head and my spirit like, yo, just keep working, man. Like, don't think like this shit gonna happen overnight. Just keep grinding and just figuring it out and learning your craft and fail and like learn and fail and learn it. Fail, fail, fail until you figure the shit out. Like, that's what it is. Like, we can never appreciate shit the right way if we don't struggle.
Exactly.
It just don't work. If you always have money your whole life, you're not going to really
appreciate
it. Like, exactly. Yeah, you don't get it. Like, to have, like, money. You're not going to get it. So, and just people, man, to just inspire you, man, hey, just go out there and fail today. Just go, like, try some shit. Hey, if it don't work, but just don't give up, man. And my mantra in my head lately is just keep moving. Like, don't get stuck in your pity.
Don't get stuck in, like,
I can't do it.
Because it's a difference between being in the struggle and being stagnant. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, you could be in the struggle as long as you're working towards something. Because it's always going to be setbacks, you get what I'm saying? But if you just being stagnant, that's not no struggle. You just being stagnant. You're not getting nowhere. So it's like, if you fail struggling, then I can live with that. I can live with doing my best and failing than just to be stagnant and not doing nothing at all. You get what I'm saying?
Yep. And even to put it in layman's terms for people, go back and look at Steph Curry and his struggles. Steph Curry had bad ankles. They was thinking like, yo, this dude's really not going to play in the league. This dude's contracts were lower because of his ankles. They were real, like, he didn't get the top tier contract, and then he kept getting bounced. He had great fights with the Clippers, They played San Antonio a couple times. And, like, it was really looking like he was not going to play, like, at all. And then now look at him today. But he had to go through them struggles. He also was really, really small. So, in going into college, no major schools took him. None. He went to Davidson. A lot of people don't know what the fuck that is. Like, I don't know what that is. Some school in North Carolina. And he even had to change his shot. One summer, he changed his shot to really shoot the ball the right way he needed to. And he missed a lot of shots. But he kept going out there. And it was frustrating. Him and his brothers would play. Him and his dad would play. He would be out there crying, but he never would give up on it. And he is where he is today. He got the proper contract that he wanted. And he's looking up, but he struggled. Look at any of your favorite people, man. They struggled. They really, really struggled, man. And the greatest example, and I'm going to end it with this, is like LeBron, man. LeBron has no dad in his life. He didn't have no college experience, no nothing like that. And the things that this man does is amazing. You cannot like him for whatever reason.
But you got to respect
him. The things he does, I mean, come on, man. I can't wait to watch his show on HBO,
the barbershop.
Yeah, I can't wait. I might have to sneak you my little login so you can see it if you ain't got it. But I got you. Don't worry about it. But it's just like, yo, the thing LeBron does from what his resources, he didn't really have no fucking resources. He just worked his ass off. His greatest resource is that, and I'll leave you with this too, all the people that you know are really, really great, they work their ass off.
Yes,
they
sir.
Really, really, I mean, when they tired, when they don't feel like doing it, when everybody's going out, when it's birthdays, when it's this, they sacrifice. And they stay in. And they just deal with it, man. And so if you want to be great, you got to put in the work. I know I wasn't putting the work with the podcast or a lot of different things, but now I'm ready to put in the work because I've learned, and I've been learning from other people. Like, man, you got to work your ass off, you got to fail, but you got to keep moving. You can't get down. So whatever it is y'all want to do, man, just keep moving towards that shit, man. It may not happen when you want it, but it will happen right on time. Yeah, man. So we gonna get out of here. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. Really appreciate
you. Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Do you have anything you want to plug, or any social handles, or anything you got going on? Any people you want to shout out? Anything?
Nah. Shout out my mama. Shout out my dad. Shout out my little sister. Man, I love y'all. And y'all gonna hear this. But yeah, that's all I got.
Yeah, man. Okay, so this is recorded. Please tell a friend to tell a friend. I'm coming up on 1 year, man. And if y'all get a chance, check out It's The Real. It's a podcast. Sort of waste of time with It's The Real. They had Tiger's like right-hand man, a dude that really helped his career, named A.E. It's like the last episode they did. Really check that one out, because that dude is really giving some game. Like, he's one of those few people that you find that, I mean, just like, it's a dude you'll see around, but you don't know his story, and that's what It's The Real does very, very well. And he just really broke it down. He said he believes in the power of fours. He said that's why in the school system they already knew, like, 4 years to master something. It's a 4-year degree. It's 4 years to complete things. Because what he's saying is the first year is learning. It's to learn whatever it is you want to do. Then the second year, you're understanding it. Then the third year, you're becoming it. And then in the final year, the fourth year, you will reap the benefits of all the work you put in. So if you think about that, that's freshman, sophomore, junior, senior. Then you graduate. So, hey, man, let's put this rule of four, man. First, when you learn it, then you understand it, then you become it, and then you master it, man. You graduate. So let's put in this work, man. Everybody get it, man. Let's motivate, man. Thank you again. This is recorded, man. Peace.
Peace.